Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
So just talk about the weekly process of trying to get better for you. Like an ideally, you know, mindset. How you can't let it get too far ahead of you and think about snap counts, no one sack, things like that. But just the process of getting better every week, what's that like for you?
You got to do everything in your power to get better. You got to outwork everybody, really. So just in the process of outworking people and studying and get my mind right to play on Sundays.
Is it hard, though, Ed, to think about, I need a sack this week? I want to get it. Is it hard to put that off when you're concentrating on your game plan, your opponent, and just doing everything?
I never was concentrating on getting a sack because, I mean, when you watch my pass rush reps, it's not a matter of me, like, beating the guy in front of me. It's a matter of the quarterback holding the ball. So sure. I think that never been, like, in my head. As far as I can't rush the passer, it's more so been take advantage of your opportunities. And it just sucks when you win. And the ball's gone, so things like that, and just trying to see how I can be inches closer to the quarterback and things like that. And
so when you evaluate, can you go back and say I'm winning a one-on-one battle? I just didn't get the sack. That's okay. I did my job there. He threw it quick.
It ain't okay. We have to rush as a unit and rush as one. So me just saying I won my one-on-one is not okay. Is did you help out your teammate? Gotcha. Or you in the right position? Did you do your 1-11? It's not just, oh, you won your 1-1. But as far as, like, getting sacks and hitting home, it's a game of inches. Whether you took your rip to the sky or whether you just lackadaisically beat the guy, it's a difference between a sack or a batted ball or strip sack and things like that. So gotcha. Every little inch count.
This QB you're facing this week, obviously, Fitzpatrick, he'll get rid of it pretty quick. But you guys just faced him. What did you learn about, you know, Ryan, the first time you played him?
I learned that he's a tough guy. He'll pull it down and run it. He's not as scared to throw it in tight pockets. And he's just a guy that just live on the edge.
Yeah. Talking to Lorenzo yesterday, and he talked because he spent so much time with Tremaine last year in his first year. You know, he's seen a lot in this league. And he said, listen, there's nobody in this locker room that doesn't think that Ed Oliver is going to be the man. And is it frustrating for you at times just to have to deal with these kind of early career struggles, if you'd even call them?
Yeah, like, I know within myself that once I put it all together and once it get put together in the finished product, it's going to be something special. But until that day, you just put your head down and go to work.
What's it been like for you around all this snow the last 3 days?
I want to forget.
You've seen anything like this?
No, the snow really not bad. It's the first day that it's snow and you got to get out of the way.
Yeah.
Then after that, it kind of, the streets be clear and your driveway clear. Then it really don't bother you. But the first day it's snow, you're like, hey, I got to shovel the. like I woke up this morning, it was raining. I was like, I don't got time to shovel. I just drove over it. But they say when you drive over, turn the ice. So. I got to deal with that when I go home. I don't want to talk about snow.
As long as you have the right car, but usually people plow. We're good here, though. People help you get out, shoveling, stuff like that.
Yeah, I mean, my neighbors are some of the best neighbors I ever had. Even in Houston or wherever I've lived, some of the best neighbors ever, really. And they helped me out tremendously because I don't know right from left when it come down to snow. And my neighbor came over with his four-wheeler and his plow, and he helped me get out my driveway, so. That was the day when I guess we had 10, 11 inches, however many inches it was. It's the most snow I ever seen in my life. But
that's what we're all about. That's why we're called the City of Good Neighbors.
Nah.
It really is.
My neighbors better than good neighbors. They're great. Great neighbors.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.